beauty be. Come where my love lies.
While these handsome young men are leaving the platform, I'd like to say to our friends outside that we are bodaciously happy to have you here. I don't believe I'll apologize because we wanted you, we needed you to help prove a point that the old ways are valuable ways. I almost said best ways. They are good ways and dear to our hearts. I'm going to ask those people who are way back there and can't see or hear a thing, if you just worm your way around behind this stand, we'd be glad for you to stand back here. There's some room behind the platform. And if you'd come around there, maybe you'd get inspiration from rubbing shoulders with some of the participants. There's some mighty sweet ones back there still to come on. Is everybody happy? Well, I think I heard somebody say no, there has to be a little bitter with the sweet. And I want to tell you what one of my good New England friends told me. She said back in the days of our early ancestors, the Pilgrims, they were taught that you weren't supposed to be comfortable at a sacred gathering. You were supposed to be hot when in hot weather, too hot in hot weather, and too cold in cold weather. They didn't even heat their churches. So if you're uncomfortable, that's just all right. You are still praising the Lord.
You've got some extra straw.
Oh, yes, and I have a little extra straw right over here. Come right on around, worm your way around on back, behind, and beyond, and beyond there, and sit down on it. We have a very great privilege this afternoon. I'm going over, is she over there? Probably Julia Dawson is the oldest citizen of Hamilton County. I am honored at this time to bring on to the platform Julia Dawson, who was born a slave, the centenarian of White Springs. front of the microphone. Now, I think we need to get her a little nearer. Wait a minute. Julia, do you feel like singing a little something for all these people this afternoon?
Why, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. I want to look at them all and see them. I want to ask them, how many of you have made your 100? Who is going to go with me? Is you made your 100? I've done made my 100 with God. Unmade it. God, give me the power. I'm glad.
Amen.
I'm glad to look and see what God has suffered me to do. He sent me here. All right, we'll get ready. Get ready. I haven't got the words in. If you got it on it.
The old-time religion?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think you can sing that for us, can't you?
Yeah, oh,
yeah, you can
is
sing
that
it.
What you want me to
yeah,
sing?
Well, what would you like to sing? I think it would be wonderful if you sing
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am. I destined. Yes, that's all I want to sing.
All right. We'll
yes,
sing.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. all. Children, when you're looking up yonder, I'm telling you, you got the power. God is with me. I done made my 100. Yes. Done made it ever since way back yonder. And my old boss, I was hilling up corn when we were sought free. And now I've traveled and raised a family of children. And Julia's here yet.
Will you sing, oh, give me that?
All right. Give me that good old time religion. Give me that good old time religion. Give me that good old time religion. Lord, it's good enough for me. It was good when the world was on fire. It was good when the world was on fire. It was good when the world was on fire. Lord, it's good enough for me. Give me that good old time religion. Give me that good old time religion. Give me that good old time religion. Lord, it's good enough for me. Now, what more you want? What more you want? Come on, children, get ready. Let's go home. I got the power of God with me. I'm not ashamed to own him. They done right. They done wrong to be me here because I'm not ashamed. No!
You know what I said was true. Perhaps, after all, the old ways are the best ways. Julia reads without her glasses, and she hears, and gets around, does her a lot of her own housework. And that was her son with her. They look after her. At this time, we have another very delightful treat in store for us. Mrs. Ann Llewellyn is the leader of a group who will sing folk hymns with harmonium accompaniment. Now, I'm going to get Ann to tell you about the harm mowing, because I think that she can do it better than I can. She's going to have lots of company with her. These young ladies are from the Division of Music, University of Florida.
This is a harmelin. It looks sort of like a zither. And that's its sister over there on the far side. That's a psaltery. And we have four harmelins and one psaltery. And we're going to accompany ourselves as we sing, I hope.
And your head over, hear the wind blow. cry. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside,
I'm gonna put on my starry crown.
Next on our program is a group of fine Negro spiritual singers who come from all around. They come from so many counties round about that I can't even name them. But we are pleased to have them here. They are the ones who sang the background music for the beautiful festival film that you saw last year. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to have the Amigo Quartet sing for you.
And all.